Because man rebelled.
I'm so glad to see you again.
I'm so glad to see you. I have been thinking about
I used to be in Greece.
I know.
Oh, sweet God. God bless you. Everything okay?
Yes.
God be with you. I got my best friend.
Oh, good.
She is better than sister.
It was good to see you.
Wonderful. Wonderful in the name of Jesus, I put it that way.
Good.
Is going to continue in every situation.
Situation is Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Love you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we love you.
We love you, Lord, because you first loved us.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Love you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Creator.
Amen.
Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
Life-giving Spirit now.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, our Savior, He woke us up this morning and started us on our new day.
Amen. A new day.
Amen.
New day. A new man.
Thank you for going on. The right. Glory of the Lord is coming down.
Amen.
All around us we can see there are signs of victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. What song is that, Faith? Faith, what song is that?
That's
it. Oh, do you know what number?
I don't know that it's
okay.
Yes. Anybody know?
A new day is on. Things are going on.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We could sing hymn 115, 1115. It was from the morning revival.
Yeah, the morning revival.
Amen. We have come to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Which outflows the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
1115, 1115.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the house of God.
Amen.
Oh, we come.
Yes. Amen.
We're coming this morning.
Yes.
Amen.
We have come to the house of God. We have come with the flows of blood. On the right, day and night, constant is the flow. Watering us and causing fruits of life to grow. From the house flows this living stream. From the house to the earth with the life supreme. Yet more deep, Lord, we seek that the flow may be. Thus we must be measured and possessed by Thee. Measure us, measure every day. Measure us, measure Lord, measure all the way. Till we know that the flow is a mighty flood, sweeping over all the earth for Christ the Lord. Take us through, the flow. Take us through and through, everywhere we go. Flow increase, never cease, till we swim in Thee, till we are immersed in God eternally. All shall live where the river comes. All shall live, really live, everywhere it runs. Let the fount from this mount life abundant bring, till the deserts of the earth with churches spring.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Let the fountain from this mount life abundant bring.
Amen.
Till the deserts of the earth with churches spring.
Amen.
Lord, raise up the churches everywhere.
Amen.
Take us through the flood.
Amen.
Take us through and through everywhere we go.
Amen.
Flow in peace, never cease, till we swim in Thee.
Amen.
We are immersed in God eternally.
Amen.
Let's sing this one more time with more flow.
Yeah. With more flow.
Yeah.
That means more spirit and more life. Hallelujah.
And take us through.
Amen.
Lord, release the flow.
Amen.
We have come to the house of God. We have come to the house with the flows of blood. On the right, day and night, constant is the flow, watering us and causing fruit. fruits of life to grow. From the house flows this living stream. From the house to the earth with the light supreme. Yet more deep, Lord, we see that the flow may be. Thus we must be measured and possessed by Thee. Measure us, measure us, measure every day. Measure us, measure more, measure all the way. Till we know that the flow is a mighty flood, sweeping over all the earth for Christ the Lord. Take us through, the flow. Take us through and through everywhere we go. Flow increase, never cease till we swim in Thee, till we are immersed in God eternally. All shall live where the river comes. All shall live, really live everywhere it runs. Delta found from this mount, life abundant green, till the deserts of the earth with churches spring.
Yes. All shall live
Amen.
Where the river comes.
Amen.
Everywhere it runs.
Amen.
From the house flows the living stream.
Amen.
From the house to the earth where life supreme.
Amen.
And then, Lord, we see Amen. That the flow may be.
Amen.
We must be measured and possessed by Thee.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
that's
right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To be measured and possessed by you more and more.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right, Lord.
That's right.
That's right.
Love this living river.
Amen.
Love to come to it.
Amen.
Love to jump
right.
into it.
Yes.
Amen.
Love to partake of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Lord, to measure us more this morning.
Amen.
Oh, pray for the flowing river.
Amen.
Wherever the river flows, we shall live.
Amen.
Enliven our spirit.
Amen.
Release
right,
our
Lord.
Spirit.
Amen.
Pray that you will release the flow this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Lord, release the flow this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
Flow That's through each one of
yes.
us.
Amen. Amen.
Right, Lord.
Yes. Oh, we seek that the flow may be more deep this morning.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us flow this morning.
Amen.
Let it flow.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Lord, we open to you as the mighty flowing God.
Amen.
Mighty flowing out is God.
Amen.
Lord, we open to you this morning.
Amen.
To receive the flow.
Amen.
He brought into life in the flow.
Amen.
That's right. You're the flowing triune God.
Amen.
All shall live wherever the flow is.
That's right.
Oh, the flow Amen. Enlivens us.
Amen.
Look for the living water.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Just tell you we treasure the sweet flow of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Lord, praise you, you're a flowing river.
Amen.
Flowing in the house.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Right. Right. You are flowing in the house.
Amen.
Oh, this morning, increase the flow of life.
Amen.
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 Can we sing
509? Flowing river and a tree.
Amen.
Flowing river and a tree, Eden's outstanding features are. Man's desire with food and drink, that he may live forever. God is in Christ to be my supply. God is the Spirit, nourisheth me. Here upon Christ in spirit I is in Christ to be my supply. God is the Spirit, nourishes me. Give up on Christ and Spirit I be. Filled with His life I'll be. The river does the Spirit show. Coming that Spirit to supply. That with our riches He be filled. Holy to be thereby. God is in Christ to be my supply. God is the Spirit nourishes me. Give up on Christ in Spirit I feed. Filled with His life I'll be. The Christ of glory is my life. He as the Spirit lives in mine. That I with God be fully blessed. And in His image shine. God is in Christ to be my supply. God is the Spirit nourishes me. If I'm on Christ in Spirit I feed. Filled with His life I'll be. God is in all this glorious Christ. Ever the Spirit I obey. Making His glory fully known. Supply. God is the Spirit, nourishes me. Give up on Christ, in Spirit I feed. Filled with His life I'll be.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Oh, filled with His life I'll be.
The Spirit show.
Amen.
Coming man's spirit to supply.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. That is God's riches He be filled.
Amen.
Holy to be thereby.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ of glory is my life.
Amen.
As the Spirit lives in mine.
Amen.
That I with God be fully blessed.
Amen.
And in His image shine.
Amen.
That's right.
And
amen.
I would
exalt. Yes.
It is glorious Christ.
Amen.
Ever the Spirit I obey.
Amen.
And His glory fully known.
Amen.
With His grace
of course.
For
course. Amen. God is in Christ to be my supply.
Hallelujah.
God as the Spirit nourishes me. Give up our Christ in Spirit I feed. Filled with His life I'll be.
Amen.
Filled with His life I'll be.
Amen.
What number?
1198.
1198?
Yeah.
1138.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
A mighty glory God is God. He flows throughout the ages. And so to flow Himself to man. grow, and God flows on forever.
Hallelujah.
God flow himself into a man, the man we call Jesus. He gave up his own life for man, and God's own life releases. Though Satan did his best to put God's flow to rest, he had him crucified and cruelly pierced his side. But out came blood and water. The blood and water flowed from him in streams of pure salvation. The blood brings cleansing from all sin.
Spirit flow.
Now the Spirit flows. Praise God wherever he goes. All he could do, the foe, was just release the flow.
God.
And God just keeps on flowing.
Amen. God just keeps on flowing. Load himself into a man.
Amen.
A man we call
Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. You are flowing.
Amen.
That's right.
Experience a deeper flow.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Increase the flow within us.
Amen.
All right. Lord, thank you. You brought us into this flow.
That's right.
Increase the flow of life.
Amen.
We'd like to go deeper into you.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You gave up your own life for man.
Amen.
Oh, your own life released.
Amen.
Oh, it's been released for us to receive.
Amen.
Oh, to enjoy you.
Amen.
Oh, for you to go deeper in us.
Amen.
Oh, you're always measuring us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that we may just be full of you.
Amen.
Swim in you.
Yes.
That's right. Get lost in you.
Amen.
Be swallowed up in you.
Amen.
Your life swallowed up there.
Amen.
Oh, let me measure with by you from time to time.
Amen.
Oh, measure us full time.
Amen.
Until we are flooded in the water.
Amen.
Swim until we lost ourselves.
Amen.
Until we are filled with Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Until we will get fully possessed by you.
Yeah.
Amen.
So saturate us more this morning.
Amen.
Right.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave up his own life. Well, we all have the right to the tree of life.
Amen.
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 Let's sing 1115. We have come to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. And there's a flow and measure us and take us through, and we all shall live.
Amen.
We already sang that song.
1115.
We sinned already.
Sister Jane, we already sang that
song.
Yeah, yeah. Can we try singing 251? It's another song on the flowing. But it also points to not only we're in the flow, but he begins to flow out of us.
Amen.
Except I don't know if there's multiple tunes to this song. I only know one tune. Does anybody know?
251. I know the one tune.
Which one
do you know?
Know
it?
I know a tune.
Rivers of living water.
That's a different tune that I know, but we can sing that tune.
How many know that?
That's the original tune, I believe. Yeah. Huh?
Rivers of living water, rivers that flow from the throne. Rivers are flowing with blessing, coming from Jesus alone.
I don't know about
about the chorus, though.
Maybe the, oh, maybe that was a tune in the chorus.
That was a tune in the chorus.
Yeah. That was the tune I know is rivers of living water, rivers that flow. Wait, I'm singing the chorus. Flowing from thee, my Savior, set now.
Let's sing the tune that Steve was singing. That was the chorus. So the first stanza, maybe we'll sing a little bit higher, is rivers of living water, rivers that flow from the throne, rivers overflowing with blessing, coming from Jesus alone. Rivers of living water, rivers of life so free, flowing from thee, my Savior, send now the rivers through me. Whoso is thirsty, come hither, here is abundant supply, water transparent as crystal. Come without money and buy. Rivers of living water, rivers of life so free, flowing from thee, my Savior, send now the rivers through me. Cleanse me, oh cleanse me, my Savior, make me a channel today. Empty me, fill me, and use me. Teach me to trust and obey. Rivers of living water, rivers of life so free, flowing from thee, my Savior, send now the rivers through me. Then and then only, Lord Jesus, through me the rivers can flow. Thus and thus only will others learn thy gratefulness to know. Rivers of living water, rivers of life so free, flowing from thee, my Savior, send now the rivers through me. Now I surrender to Jesus, here I lay all at his feet. Anything, anywhere, only just for his service make me. Rivers of living water, rivers of life so free, flowing from thee, my Savior, send now the rivers through me.
Amen.
Amen.
Rivers of life so free.
Amen.
Whoso is thirsty, come hither.
Amen.
Here is abundant supply.
Amen.
Water transparent as crystal.
Amen.
Amen.
Come without money.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, there are rivers that flow from the throne.
Amen.
Rivers are overflowing with
blessings. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Cleanse me, oh cleanse me, my Savior.
Amen.
Make me a channel today.
Amen.
Empty me, fill me, and
make
use
channel,
me.
Lord.
Teach me to trust and obey.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Rivers of living water.
Amen.
As a subject flowing channel.
Amen.
Allow you to flow in and flow out of us.
Amen.
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 That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Lord, flow into us this morning.
Amen.
Flow into us as this great river.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for everything you flowed this past week.
Amen.
This morning we'd like to learn this great fullness.
Amen.
Thank you. You are the most full river.
Amen.
You're a river of life flowing among us.
Amen.
Oh, cause us to dispense life to one another this morning.
Amen.
That's right. Thank you for keeping us in this flow this whole week.
Amen.
Now flow out of each one of us this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and start the prophesying time. So this week, this whole last few weeks, we've been in this topic on the Christian life. And I don't know if I said, give us five or six, you know, messages on the Christian life. I don't know which topics you would pick.
Amen.
But I probably wouldn't have picked this one.
Amen.
I probably wouldn't have picked this one. But it was so good. It was so good to see the Christian life really is a matter of being in the flow.
Amen.
So the title for the week was Living the Christian Life by Enjoying the Flow of Life with the Ministry of Life out of and for the magnificent house of God.
Amen.
It's out of, it flows out of the house of God, but it's also for the magnificent house of God.
Amen.
So not only do we need to be in the flow, but the flow needs to come out of us.
Amen.
For the house of God. So it's very rich. So maybe what we can do, so this morning what we'll do is we'll have, we don't have the table meeting this morning, we'll have it in the evening. So we'll have a brief opening word, and then we'll open up the meeting for all of us to share our enjoyment from the week. And then we'll have a closing word, and that will be the structure of the meeting this morning. So before we have the opening word, how about we go ahead and read through the verses for this week. If you don't have a book, you can look on with somebody. Hopefully somebody's sitting next to you, and you can look on to the verses. And we're just going to read through the verses for the whole week. So let's go ahead and start with day one, and you can just stand up in small groups, stand up however you feel led to read through the verses. So day one.
He who speaks from himself speaks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of him sent him. This one is true. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Then he measured 1,000 cubits, and it was a river that I cannot pass through, for the water has risen enough water to swim in, a river that could not be crossed. He who believes into me, and as the scripture said, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This water flows out toward the eastern region and goes down into the earth, and it goes to the sea, and every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes shall live, and there will be very many fish when this water comes there, and fishermen will stand beside the sea from the end even to the end. It will be a place for the spreading of nets.
Amen. And on the banks of both sides of the river will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail, but they will bring forth new fruit every month, because the water for them flows out of the sanctuary, and their fruit shall be for food, and their leaves for healing.
Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Amen.
I planted, Apollos watered, but God caused the growth. So then neither is he who plants anything, nor
not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. But if anyone builds upon the foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, brass, stubble.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. So we're as Brother Zeke mentioned, we're continuing on the topic of the Christian life. And this week, to read the title again, Living the Christian Life by Enjoying. Enjoying the flow of life with the ministry of life out of and for the magnificent house of God. So the basic structure, I'll just go through the outline briefly. The basic structure is two main points.
Yes.
Number one, in order to live the Christian life, we need to enjoy the flow of life out of the house of God.
Amen.
And the second point is related to that. So if we enjoy the flow of life out of the house of God, then number two, our enjoyment of Christ as the flow of life would basically make us sowers, planters, waterers, begetters, feeders, and builders.
Amen. Wonderful.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So to come back here to the first point about the need to enjoy the flow of life, it started off with the matter of God's ultimate move. And, you know, with God's move in the Old Testament, it was with and among man. But his move in the New Testament is in and through man. Right? To what? To deify man. Okay, so that's a big phrase. So when we say deify man, we mean to make man God in life and in nature,
right,
but not in the Godhead,
right.
Right? To make man God in life, amen. Right? So like John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes into him would have eternal life.
Amen.
Right? In 2 Peter 1:4, we're partakers of the divine nature, right? Life and nature. So God's ultimate move is his move in man to deify man by saturating man with all that he is. And so this is where we have the matter of, we see in Ezekiel 47, the matter of the flow.
Amen.
And there's some various characteristics related to this flow, right, from the house. It's out from under the threshold.
Amen.
In order for the water to flow, there must be a threshold, an opening. So we like to open. Lord Jesus, we open to you right now.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms 81:10. Here's a little secret. Open your mouth wide and he will fill it.
Amen.
Right? If we open our mouth right to him, he will fill us.
Amen.
It's also, this flow is towards the east. And the east is the direction of God's glory. This flow cares for God's glory. Everything in the church life should be for God's glory. That was like one of the verses we read. Also, it's from the right side of the throne, which is the highest position, the first place. The flow of life would have the preeminence within us, becoming the controlling factor in our living and work. And it's also by the side of the altar. So these are some various descriptions and characteristics related to the flow. By the side of the altar, showing that we need the dealing of the cross, passing through the cross. This flow is always by the cross, right? Death and life, they always go together. Deepen, Lord, the flow. And it's also for the increase of the flow of life, we need to be measured by the Lord as the man of bronze. To be measured is to be examined, tested, and judged so that we could be possessed.
Amen.
I think there was the illustration of those going out to purchase
cloth, material, they measure it for the purpose of possessing it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this measuring wasn't just once for all. Actually, there were four measurings in Ezekiel 47. The more we allow the Lord to measure us, the deeper the flow becomes.
Amen.
Right? It was to the ankles, then the knees, then the loins, then waters to swim in. Amen. Rivers of living water.
Amen.
And the river causes everything to live, producing trees, fish, cattle. And then this next point here, the river is unable to heal the swamps and marshes.
Oh, wow.
Now, that might be a little discouraging. A swamp or marsh is a neutral place, a halfway place, a place of compromise and lukewarmness.
That's right.
You know, saints, in Genesis, everything is after its kind. And the context of the message, it came from the life studies. I was actually encouraged by this. Everything's after its kind. If you are in a denomination, be there after your kind. If you are in an independent group, be there after your kind. In other words, if you stand in a denomination, you should stand absolutely. If you stand with an independent group, you should stand with that group absolutely. If you stand on the ground of the church, we would stand absolutely.
Amen.
Right? And ultimately, saints, we realize we're short. We just would lay hold of Him as the absolute one.
Amen.
There is a provision. He is the burnt offering.
Amen.
And so we can just corporately lay our hands on Him. We know we're short. We know we're not absolute. But we identify with Him by laying hold of Him.
Amen.
To be one with Him, the absolute one.
Amen.
Our enjoyment of Christ as the flow of life is for us to be, and then here we have several items that are the issue of enjoying the flow out from the house. Sowers, and there's six statuses, and these are all taken from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 9:11, if we have sown to you the spiritual things, our enjoyment of Christ as the flow of life is for us to be sowers who sow spiritual seeds.
Amen.
So that's what we're doing this morning.
Amen.
Right? We're just dispensing seeds. Oh, you know, it's interesting. This verse, you know, who also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, in the Amplified Bible, the classic edition, it says, who has qualified us as dispensers. It's interesting. It uses that word, dispensers. Another one. So besides sowers, planters. 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul said, I planted. Our enjoyment of Christ as the flow of life is for us to be planters who plant Christ into people.
Amen.
And then the same verse, Apollos watered. So we're water, we're planters, and we're sowers,
Amen.
Planters, and waters. And you may not feel, I don't feel like I'm a sower or a planter. Well, you just enjoy that flow.
Amen.
And that's what you'll be. There's an issue. You just take care, and you are. The fact that you're here, right? 1 Corinthians 4:15. You do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Our enjoyment of Christ as the flow of life is for us to be begetters,
Amen.
Fathers who impart life to their children. 1 Corinthians 3:2. I gave you milk to drink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, it's just good to be in a place where we're being fed.
Amen.
Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Feeders who give milk to drink and food to eat. And then finally, builders. This is from 1 Corinthians. Four of these six are come from 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
Right.
But if anyone builds upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones. Our enjoyment of Christ, hallelujah, our enjoyment of Christ as the flow of life is for us to be builders who build with gold, silver, and precious stones.
Amen.
Well, we're going to allocate a good chunk of the meeting here for the saints to share. But before we do, I think, Zeke, you mentioned you might have
we practice opening up the meeting in mutuality for anyone who would like to share something to be able to plant, impart, sow words of life to all the believers. And you know, this practice, actually, if you get into the word a little bit, we know in 1 Corinthians, again, 1 Corinthians, it's right there. The practice of the church is to actually practice each one has and the ability to share what you have with the other believers. And that actually causes the growth and it actually builds up the church. So I just wanted to highlight a few verses and then open it up for all of us to be able to impart something to one another. You know, in 1 Corinthians 14, it talks about the gifts and so many different believers having different gifts. But Paul, in that chapter, he's really highlighting this matter of prophesying. Prophesying not in the sense of telling the future, but prophesying in the sense of speaking forth Christ. Amen. Speaking for Christ. Amen. And speaking Christ into others. Amen. And so when we prophesy, what we're really doing is we're sharing what Christ gave to us with the other believers. Amen. And really, this falls in line with what we're getting into. Mm-hmm. We have to be in the flow. We're being measured. We're getting deeper and deeper in the flow. But that flow is not just for us in our own private little, you know, reservoir of life. Yeah. That flow needs to flow into us and out of us. Amen. And that flow is the living water that eventually begins to edify the other believers. It's actually a wonderful scene, right? This, and then the flow there flows out of the house of God, and it's for the house of God. So it's really in line with what we're sharing today. So I just want to highlight a couple of verses in 1 Corinthians 14. It says, "But he who prophesies speaks building up and encouragement and consolation to men." That's what prophesying is. It is speaking building up, encouragement, and consolation to men. That's in 1 Corinthians 14:3. And then if you look in 1 Corinthians 14:19, it says, "But in the church, I would rather speak five words with my mind that I may instruct others also." Amen. So our words also instruct. Amen. Paul's saying that I'd rather just speak five words. You could speak five words to instruct. I don't know. Give me a five-word sentence that instructs.
Jesus is Lord of all.
Okay, Jesus is Lord of all. That's good. I mean, that instructs.
Yes.
That's five words that build up the church. So we don't have to speak a long time. We could even just speak five words, releasing what the Lord gave to us to the other believers, and that builds up the church. And then if you skip down, if you're following along to verse 26, it says, "What then, brothers, whenever we come together." So it talks about the church, and really the church is just the gathering of the believers. It's not the building that we're in here. This is not a beautiful building by church standards, right? But it's just where we come together. So whenever the church comes together, in this verse here, whenever we come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation, but it says, "Let all things be done for building up." And then finally, in verse 31 of the same chapter 14, "For you can all..." It says all in that verse. It says you can all prophesy one by one that all may learn and all may be encouraged.
Amen.
So I hope you picked up on all these different words, right?
Yeah.
That's really what prophesying does in the church. It encourages, it builds up, it instructs. So much can happen when you release what Christ gave to you to all the other believers.
Amen.
You don't know who you touched, but that may be the exact thing they needed that day. So some here have been in this book on the Christian life. Some may have something to share from their Bible reading,
from something they got. I think we have some college students here. Maybe you guys, did you guys have a college solid ground meeting on Thursday this week? Maybe you have something to share from the solid ground meeting. Whatever Christ gave to you, you need to share with us.
Amen.
And that will build up the church.
Amen.
So to help us all be able to share as much as we can, we usually have a piano person who gives us a 2-minute warning. That just means go ahead and wrap up your sentence, your 5 words. Go ahead and wrap up your last statement there so that we have plenty of time for others to share.
Amen.
So the question is, who would like to be first?
I would.
Okay.
This is day 3. At the beginning of the great part. The river in Ezekiel 47:8 goes down into the Arabah, which means the wilderness, the dry land, the parched land that grows nothing, hence the desert. This land needs the water. The river is for watering the dry land and healing, for watering the dry land and healing the Dead Sea. The Arabah is close to the Dead Sea. Because of the flow of the river into the sea, the salt water in the sea is healed. Mm-hmm. When I read that, I thought, are there living fish in the Dead Sea? The answer, according to the internet, is no, there are not. But the helpful part that feeds into the ministry this week is the reason why there are no living fish in the Dead Sea. And that is, there is no outlet.
That's right.
It can't be purified because there's no outlet. So, we all need to have an outlet.
Amen.
And some of us, I know some brothers who are bold to speak to any stranger or whatever. That's not me. But, on the other hand, I can speak to my grandchildren.
Yes.
I can speak back to the Lord. And we, a lot of times, this is my practice. If I see somebody who seems to be in a really good mood, I assume they're probably a believer. And I would say I've probably asked them about, I don't know, several hundred times. And as far as I can recall, I was wrong once. So when we sing, when we sense that we are dealing with another brother or sister, we can speak to them.
Yes.
They're going to receive it well.
Amen.
So anyway, Lord, help us to have an outflow.
Amen.
He who seeks himself seeks his own glory. What have man done to seek his own glory? But who seeks the glory of him who sent him? This one is true. All the glory should go to God, not man.
Amen.
My favorite day was day 1 of week 5, with 2 paragraphs on the opposite page, 89. The flow of life must have the first place. This tells us that we should never forget, neglect, or miss the flow of living water, the flow of life. If we are in the flow, everything is all right, regardless of the situation that we are in. As long as we are in the flow, we are one with the Lord. We have to pay our full attention to the flow and pay
Amen.
The price
Amen.
To get ourselves into the flow.
Yes.
This flow must be on the right side. It must be in the first place. It
Amen.
Must have the preeminence. The flowing is at the south side of the altar. Everything must be put on the altar for the flow of the living water. We do need a full consecration to enjoy the flow of life. We need to consecrate all that we have and all that we are to the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, okay. So this reminded me of a hymn. From my spirit within flows the fountain of life. And that's hymn 1191. And I enjoy this, and I enjoy sharing it with my sister out in Bastrop that I'm helping to take care of. It says, from my spirit within flows a fountain of life, the triune God flowing in me.
Amen.
God the Father is the source, Christ the Son is the course, and the Spirit imparts life to me. Lord, I treasure the sweet flow of life,
Amen.
And my soul life
breath at last I lay down. O Lord, deepen the pure flow of life. At your coming may life be my crown. In the fresh, tender grass, Jesus makes me lie down. He leads me by waters of rest. No more struggle and strain, all self-effort is vain. In the flow, I am perfectly blessed.
Amen.
Jesus called me one, and then there's the chorus again. Lord, I treasure the sweet flow of life. In my soul life, at last I lay down. And the last verse is, Jesus called me one day to the holiest place, to live in his presence divine. Hallelujah, I've heard an encouraging word. Abide, you're a branch in the vine.
Amen.
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 I enjoyed that thing this week. I kind of latched on to Ezekiel 47 this week, and I was singing 1191 all week as well. I kind of had an experience of something this week, and it was actually what it's like to not be in the flow. On Monday, I read the portion, and I was like, Lord, I consecrate myself to you, kind of like in blissful ignorance. But then on Tuesday, Ezekiel 47, I have the situation at my house where I live on a street that just is like really sloped. And so my foundation is essentially like washing away. So I had my dad, who's a structural engineer, come and assess the situation. And he was like, I mean, we were standing in the yard, like kind of frustrated. He was like, where does the water flow? And I was like, you're the engineer. And both of us were just standing there, like, I think wishing that there was a water, you know, there was water flowing, that it was raining. And I just, I don't know, on Tuesday I had a situation where I received some really difficult fellowship. And I went to bed that night and I was just like, you know, Lord, I consecrated myself to you yesterday. Like, you just have to honor that consecration, because I cannot receive this fellowship. And so, yeah, I just kind of like quenched the flow. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to let the flow in, but I had just consecrated myself to the Lord. So. anyway, they're the ones that are, you know, caring for me. And I literally felt like, you know, as I went to sleep on Tuesday night, like I was being carried in the flow. And I literally woke up on Wednesday morning and I was just calling on the Lord. You know, like when you're unconscious, I think the flow is the easiest. Right. Being in the flow is the easiest, because you're like, instinctively, when you're in the flow, you just want to like grab onto things. And I feel like I just have so many things I want to grab onto. And it's really hard for me to be in the flow. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
You know? But I just woke up on Wednesday morning, and I just felt like the ones carrying me had just like pushed me back into the flow.
Amen.
And I was able to, you know, just call on the Lord, tell him I love him, and just feel like I was back in the flow. Like, it's incredible.
Amen.
You know? Like, I had just rejected fellowship, and you know, I think that coming out of the flow, I'll have some relief, because, you know, you're not in this raging river. But I just felt suffocated
right.
Tuesday night. But I just enjoyed that.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be with the other saints. We need to be back in the flow. And we just need to be carried by the flow.
I think the sisters sharing about this matter of flow and consecration is key to our experience of being with this measuring man, this man of bronze. In the vision that Ezekiel saw, the flow had passed by the altar, and this indicates to us that the flow has to do with the altar, which in our experience today is the cross. Saints, if we want more flow, we need the dealing and the application of the cross.
Yeah.
And there's two other optimistic, happy, positive pictures in the Bible that talk about this flow. One of them is in 2 Corinthians 5, and it talks about how there's this tide of love that constrains us and impresses us. What would motivate Ezekiel to go 1,000 cubits further into the water each time? And it was this man leading him. I looked it up, 1,000 cubits is about 1/4 of a mile. So it's very gradual, but the motive for us to offer ourselves to consecrate to the Lord is His love. His love constrains us and pushes us away from everything else to just keep going forward deeper into this flow. And there's the other matter is this, on the one hand, this this measuring, it meets our need, but God meets our need so that He can meet His need. And a picture of this in Psalm 10, where it tells us that, this is Psalm 110, verse 3, and then verse 7. Verse 3 says, "Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn." So our consecration produces a dew that the Lord can drink from. And this is the same flow that the Lord, He's getting us into so He can get something out of it too. And in verse 7 it says, "He will drink," this is Jehovah, "He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore He will lift up His head."
Amen.
Saints, when we experience this flow, we also meet His need. And His need is to take a drink. So when we spend time with the man of bronze in the morning throughout the day, He's the one, we're getting a drink, and He's getting a drink as well.
Praise the Lord. You know, we're 1%. We're one, and maybe less than 1% of the people in the world that know about the flow. I mean, do you realize how, if you don't know about the flow, just stay around and you will. It's like, you know, in our daily life, you know, we get out of the fellowship with the Lord and we get dry, but we know how to get back to the flow. I mean, this is a miracle. If you don't appreciate anything else, appreciate that.
So what a wonderful flow we have. In the Bible, actually, there are many mentioning of the flow. You know, the spirit flows, the life flows, and there are many rivers in the Bible. But the speaking brother said, especially in this chapter, Ezekiel 47, the picture of this flow is the most detailed description. Because it reveals that where the flow is, and what the river produces, and how we can increase the flow. The thing that really touched me this week is, you know, the song that we just sang previously, it says, "All shall live wherever the river runs." There is all kinds of life in the river. There is kids, there is cattle, there is trees, and there is fish. And not just fish, there is very many fish. And there is fishermen too. So we can see a plant life, an animal life, all the way to the human life. These kinds of life are created in Genesis, but spiritually speaking, because of the man's fall, they've been corrupted and fallen. But praise the Lord, in the flow, it's recovering all this kind of life to its original condition in Genesis. And it doesn't stop there. It flows all the way through Revelation 21 and 22. Because John said, "He showed me the rivers of living water, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God." And second thing is, this river is out of the house and for the house. In Ezekiel 47:1, he said, "The Lord took me to the entrance of the house, and he saw this flow is flowing out from the house." So we can see this flow, the source of the flow is in the house. And we can find this flow anywhere except the house. That's why we need to be in the church. Amen.
Stay in the flow.
Amen.
And this flow is for the house.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the flow.
Amen.
Okay, I touched you that particular stains that are covered. Actually, this week, there's a salt. You can catch it. The issue of the life is for the building up.
Right.
So you look at the title. Three times, life, 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 what? The house of God.
Amen.
So the life, the issue, the goal is for the building up. for God's organic body. I wrote down this, all enjoyment of Christ as a flow of life is for the building up of the church as the organic body of Christ. But I really enjoy the sequence of the ministry that tie in this. The first ball, we always come back and focus on life. And we are not a halfway Christian. By God's mercy, what? We come back from Babylon to Jerusalem. Amen. Where are we today? We are in Jerusalem. Amen. We enjoy the flow of life.
Amen.
In that particular matter, some of you all mentioned it, but there's a question. How deep is your flow? Because we measure four times until what? We are full, possessed by the Lord, and we swim. We lost ourselves. Because a lot of times, the life, the issue, the function of building up, which I'm going to mention later. You know, this particular matter, where the river flows, everything shall live and be full of life.
Amen.
Since when we are full of life, there's a river flowing. Anyone touch us, touch this life.
Amen.
Where do we get this life? In the church. And what? Come back to the ministry of life.
Amen.
Just appreciate, where are we today? We are in this ministry.
Amen.
The ministry of life.
Amen.
We receive life and life flowing from us to others.
Amen.
And result for the building up. I want to quickly tie in day six. The mark of the picture is saying, in order to practice the proper church life, listen to this. Practice the proper church life. We need the genuine experience of life.
Amen.
I appreciate the ministry always point us back to this general experience of life. You know, in the church that we see many, especially the young one, if we measure just a little bit water echo in the ankle, they start working, start building. I'm afraid something you build up might be something that may not be recognized by the body. Something could be something like the Midwest anyway. So I don't want to get into the further, but I just want to bring our attention to this flow of life.
Amen.
It's not a small thing. Eventually, day six ends what? We need what? Contact him. We need to what? Enjoy him.
Amen.
What? We need to spend time with our Lord.
Amen.
By what? By eating, drinking, breathing him.
Amen.
Oh, it's come back to the basics then.
Amen.
You know, Genesis, there's a river flowing, and there's building material. At the end of the book, the Bible, Revelation, you see that river. There were trees for us to eat, for us to enjoy. So you look at the ending product, the building, so the new Jerusalem. So that whole picture give us sense we need to immerse ourselves into the flow of life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We are in this ministry, the ministry of life. And life is for the building up.
So I just enjoying these verses in Ezekiel 47. You know, the ankles, the knees, the loins, then water to swim in. When I got saved in the church a long time ago, you know, I just had this desire to do it. You know, I'm going to be transformed. I'm going to be for the Lord. I.
Yeah.
But the Lord just stopped me.
Yes.
Just said, no, I'm doing this.
Amen.
I'm in charge.
Amen.
And what I've been enjoying through this week is the more we walk into the river, eventually the water is carrying us.
Yes.
And that's
right.
Really like our consecration, just to allow the
Amen.
Lord
Amen.
To carry us.
Amen.
The water of the river of water of life carries us.
Yes.
It does it all.
Yes.
Once we fully belong to the Lord and just are allowing him to do it, to
right.
do everything for the Christian life, then it's so wonderful. The water of life just carries us
Amen.
To the goal.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for the flow
Amen.
Of life.
Yes.
Amen.
The river just carries us to the goal. I realized that, you know, in my experience, like if you're on the shore, you can go north, south, east, west, wherever you want to go. But the minute you get into the river, this river is only flowing east. And so, you know, and so in go north, south, and west, but the river is only flowing east.
Amen.
So anyway, just realizing that what this means is that day by day, we just need to allow, right? Allow the Lord as this one measuring us, to go deeper in us, and to measure us more and more.
That's right.
The more we abandon ourselves and allow Him to measure us, then the more we forsake what we want to do. And we just surrender ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
So anyways, I was really appreciating this point in the outline. The more we are measured by the Lord, the more we are restricted and limited by the flowing of the grace of life.
Yes.
Until eventually we are lost in and carried along by the flowing, triune God as a river in which to swim.
Amen.
In one sense, we lose all our freedom, but in another sense, we are really free.
Amen.
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 I enjoyed the day to the portion of the SPR. So when I heard the word of the measuring is not positively sounded, because I do not want to measure it by someone or you know the, even the in some place. Or, so many times in our lives we are being measured by the company or the, by the neighbor or something something. But even But when I read this Ezekiel part, it's his measuring has a purpose to possess, possess us, right?
Amen.
So, so from the first time the measuring, so from the anchor to the extent that, that we cannot cross over unless we swim.
That's right.
But when I read the Ezekiel the last the parts, the Prisca recommend, you know, to read the parts. So I enjoy the part. The related to the measure with the grace. So let me read this part. It is easy to walk on dry land, but the flow of the river makes it difficult to walk. When the water is up to the ankles, we can still walk. But it is not very convenient. When the water is up to the knees, it is more difficult to walk. When the water is up to the loins, it is very difficult to walk. This indicates that before we enjoy the grace of the Lord and the flow, we are able to do whatever we like, I think.
Amen.
When we experience the Lord's flow only in a shallow way, we can still walk by our own effort. But when the flow becomes deeper, reaching up to the knees, walking becomes much more difficult. We have grace, but the amount of grace we have is not sufficient. So we continue to exercise our own effort.
Right.
As the flow increases, it bothers, restricts, and frustrates us. When the flow of grace rises higher to the loins, this is the hardest time to be a Christian. Our situation becomes quite awkward. For example, on the one hand, we may have enough grace to make it difficult for us to lose our temper. On the other hand, we may not have enough grace to overcome our temper. We have grace, but we still need to exercise our own effort.
Right.
This is a dilemma. The river of grace is with us, but it is not deep enough. But once the flow of grace becomes so deep that we cannot pass over, we will praise the Lord and begin to swim in the river.
Yes.
As we swim, we will no longer try to stand on our feet. Instead, we will abandon our self-effort and begin to swim in the river. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We need to be in the river.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We need to be in the river.
Amen.
This river blows out of the threshold of the house of God. And I really enjoyed these two Roman numerals in this week, particularly Roman numeral 2. But you really need number 1.
Yeah, that's right.
You really need number 1. And number 1, it says we need to enjoy the flow of life out of the house of God. I appreciate the brother sharing at the beginning. You know, in order for us to enjoy the flow of life, we need to have a revelation that that flow is doing something intrinsically to our inner being.
Yes.
And that, we use this word deification. This is a word that's pretty scary to a lot of people because they only get half of the definition of this word. They only hear the word, God became man to make man God. That's it. That's it. And so when they hear that word, what? You're becoming God? immediately you have a response, that is wrong. We can never become like God. And that is very true. We can never become like God in his headship.
No.
We can never become God in his Godhead.
No. No.
However, we can receive his life and his nature. And I just want to repeat this. God's ultimate move is his move in man to deify man by saturating man with all that he is in his life, nature, element, and essence. And this is, we also have to catch this race. For his glory.
Amen.
For his glory. Amen. That means God wants an expression. Amen. And he gives us himself to impart, to dispense, to infuse us with his life and nature, essence, element, so that there could be an expression, a flowing out. So there is the inflow, but then there is the outflow. And what does this outflow look like? It looks like a lot of attributes being expressed in the human virtues. But the question is, what is that expression for? Is it just so that I can express God in my house? Yes. But the Lord needs an expression in the world.
Amen.
That's second, that's the second Roman numeral.
Yeah.
Amen. Our enjoyment of Christ as the flow of life. You see, that's Roman numeral one.
Yeah.
Is for us to be what? Sowers, planters, waterers, begetters, feeders, and builders with the ministry of life for the marvelous organic building of God, the magnificent house of God.
Amen.
See, everything has an issue. You're enjoying the inflow? Then the Lord begins to measure you so that he can have an expression to then make us something very particular. What is that particular? A sower. You know, this room is full of sowers right now. This room is full of what? Planters, waterers, begetters, feeders, builders. You know, I don't know about you, but there's two statuses at least here. Either we can become a farmer or we can become a father.
Amen.
Right? There's a big difference between being a farmer and being a father. However, God needs both. God needs both. And I just, one small experience. You know, there's a lot of people that over serving the Lord full time, you contact people. And this is just like, in particular, a lot of young people, the young people's work, the children, college age students. But I contacted a group of about, the age group average was somewhere between 70 and 80. And I would have thought, you know, why did they contact me? You know? But they contacted me and I went. And all I hear was, there was about 10 people, and all kinds of problems, all kinds of sufferings, all kinds of limitations, situations. And for a whole hour, I'm just listening, one after another, and I'm talking about, I've always told my kids this, if you think we're really suffering, you don't know a lot of the suffering that's going out there. By comparison, we are not suffering. When I heard all the sufferings, the Lord just came and he spoke. I want you to share with them, I am the good shepherd.
Amen.
That was his word to me, to them. And I spent another hour showing them what is, in the Greek, the word life. Remember, we all know this. Bios. Suke, and then Zoe, and how we were created in three parts, we're vessels. Brothers and sisters, they were jumping after all that. Hallelujah. We are receivers of the divine life. Anyway, long story short, they were just receiving the dispensing of the flow of this life. And this is what the Lord wants to make us. He wants to bring us through all those experiences so that we can have the proper attributes of the triune God to express it to a world that's outside of us. So I just appreciate the revelation in this book. This is all for the magnificent
marvelous and magnificent.
Marvelous and magnificent
of the house of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's such an edifice, spiritual edifice on this earth.
Amen.
That is expressing the marvelous, magnificent house of God.
Magnificent, marvelous house of God. I just really enjoyed that where the river flows, everything shall live.
Right.
And what I really enjoyed was I'm seeing it more and more, because this river of life, only life can cause things to live. So only life is able. Mere teachings and gifts are not important because they cannot impart life. And then there was the flow of the river produces everything. Everything. So all these matters depend on one thing, the flow of the river of God. And so the only thing that matters in my daily life is that I'm in the flow of the river of God. The only thing that matters is that I spent time to enjoy God and touch Him and really receive Him. Because you can, you know, a minister of the new covenant are sowers of life. We have life to impart to others. But if I'm not spending time with the Lord, I have nothing for them.
That's right.
In Christianity or in the world, a person simply needs to go to a school and be trained to be a good speaker, to know the doctrines, to know the parables, to know how to use their voice, to know how to tell a story eloquently and use gestures. But in order to be a sower, I want to be a sower.
Amen.
I want to spend time with God every day, touching Him, really touching Him. And I don't want to leave Him until I get something from Him. This is our Christian life. To be a Christian is impossible. It's not hard. It's impossible. Amen. The only way we can be a God-man is to spend time with God.
Amen.
And taking time before Him, I've so much enjoyed being semi-retired. I feel like I cheated because now I have time. I have time to spend time with Him. And He also gave me a heart to do that.
Amen.
And I just enjoyed a lot on day two about being measured. That measuring, that we, all of our circumstances, the things that are impossible for us, it's the flow of the river.
Amen.
I just been thanking the Lord. If we want to enjoy the flow out of the house, we need to be measured completely. If we want to enjoy a flow that is deeper, we have to be measured, tested, examined, judged, taken over by the Lord.
That's right.
If we're willing to be measured 100%, we can be fully swallowed up in the living water. I just want to encourage all the saints to have that time with the Lord.
Amen.
Don't let anything interfere with that. The enemy just wants to keep us in our mind, in our own emotion, in our will, doing things that don't matter. The only thing that matters is swimming in the river. The God who loves us, measure us, and keep us to the end.
Amen.
Amen.
So I was really impressed with day 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, all of it. It was just so exciting to me. And the reason, the focus or the basis of my excitement is that I have always enjoyed Ezekiel chapter 47. It's always been very exciting to me. It's only one thing wrong with it. I didn't understand it. But I enjoyed it. Because there was so much I had to say over and over again to my peers in the traditional church. I said, that man is Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
I said, that's not Jesus. I said, well, who else is going to be measuring us? You know, an angel doesn't have the right to measure us. He's just messenger. He's doing what God says. So then when I was reading 47 and it said the man is God, actually, I started to scream. I started to scream because for years, I've been saying, this is Jesus. Okay, that's just one thing. So then, the other thing is that, okay, so I said I can deal with the water at my ankles, knees, I can push, you know, I can push. With my loins, all right, I can go. But I don't know if you recognize this or not, but people in my age bracket, and you can guess whatever you want, but people in my age bracket that are black cannot swim. As a rule, we cannot swim. And if you ask why, they don't have pools in the ghetto. Okay, so you don't just jump in and stroke away or, you know, jump into a lake or anything like that. So you can't swim. So when it got to the point where it says, he put so much water out there. Now, first of all, I misunderstood who it was, and then you want me to swim. And that's not going to work. So I said, well, I'm going to deal with the Lord from my loins. You know, I'm going to restrict myself because I don't know what I'm talking about. But the Lord God is so gracious. Amen. Even in the winter of my years, or the late, whatever you want to call it, he gave me new life.
Amen.
He's given me new life. Wow. You know, it's just so incredible how he gives you new life, and it's always along the lines of the cross, because if you restrict, if you don't believe the cross, then you restrict the water. You limit yourself. It's like if you're getting nourishment from the vine and you insulate yourself, well, you just limit yourself. But with our God, with Jesus Christ, with him deifying me, what a blessing. What a tremendous blessing.
Amen.
And now I know that I don't have to physically swim. He can carry me and carry me and carry me. And he has to carry me because, I mean, we don't know our way.
Yeah.
Even though this water is coming from the east, we might say, well, it's safer if I just go south and get to a loop. No, you just have to keep swimming. And the church life has taught me how to swim.
Amen.
And I thank and praise God for that. And I praise God for all of you all's encouragement. You guys encourage me all the time, whether you know it or not.
Amen.
Well, I just really appreciate some of the precious part about this whole sequence. First, we live the Christian life by enjoying the flow of life. So we ourselves have to be open, enjoy the flow of life. But this, that's not just for us. It's with the ministry of life. So this enjoyment is for us to minister of life to others. And also, the final result, the issue is a magnificent house of God.
That's
so
right.
Building up the house of God.
Amen.
That touched me a lot because recently, somehow the Lord just reconnected me with some of the ones that have left the church. They have not been meeting for quite a long time. Long time. Somehow they got in touch with me. And you know, they went through a lot. But so this part really touched me about the ministry of life. It's a challenge. Yeah. It was very easy to enjoy life, minister life to the saints in my home meetings. But when you got those ones, they have gone through so much. I just feel such a challenge. Like, do I really, you know, all I need to do is to minister life. It's nothing else.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So in Revelation, I'm sure we know that the Lord rebukes the church in Laodicea for being neither hot nor cold, but being lukewarm. And I've always struggled a bit with that. Like, wouldn't you rather be closer to hot, you know, like a measure of warmth? Why is that not better? Why would he prefer, obviously hot, but why would he prefer cold over lukewarm? And so this week's ministry helped reveal that with the picture of the flow and how it flows out of the house and it gets to the desert and it gets to the Dead Sea and it brings life. And so that's the same as cold. Like it's the, as far away as possible, but it cannot heal the marshes. It says it cannot bring life and healing to the marshland. And those remain salty. And what it says is a marsh signifies a situation that is full of compromise. It is a neutral place, a halfway place, a place of compromise. And so that starts to make sense why that is worse to the Lord. Because if you're in that position, that means you have seen some things, possibly even experienced some things, but you haven't given yourself fully to that thing.
Right.
And wow. You think, and it's the mindset. It's like you think that you're okay. You're in the right place. You can be here. Mm-hmm. You can be in the here. You can have all the knowledge that others don't have, but you are still holding back from going fully in. Mm-hmm. And at that point, the Lord, what way does he have? You know, it's like you have decided that you're doing it. You're in effect, you're checking the boxes and you've got everything figured out. You're all right. You think you're all right. A cold person or somebody who's dead, they tend to know they're dead. It's like if they experience the Lord in a real way, when they're in that cold situation, for whatever reason they're cold, but they know that they're not okay. And the Lord can flow and reach that place. And so that's why it's such a warning to us in the church life to not let ourselves be compromised. You know, it's like, Lord, am I absolute? Am I really burning? Or am I in a place that's just mixed, compromised, unwilling to allow you to go deeper? So, I just wanted to bring that up since I have been touched. Amen. This matter of not allowing ourselves to be in a compromising situation.
Amen. The Lord gives another warning just like that. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just going to make a little pitch for our brothers and sisters in Israel. Have you ever heard of that place? It's over in the Middle East, okay? And right now, they have seven nations, seven entities are throwing missiles at them and trying to destroy Israel. Now the Lord needs Israel to come back to. When he comes back, he comes back to Jerusalem. All right, so this is something that's, you know, I'm not talking about the politics and everything. I'm just telling you that our brothers and sisters, eventually a third of that nation will believe in the Lord.
Right. Yes.
All right, and so we have to pray for them. Yes. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
Right now, they're getting ballistic missiles dropped on them. Okay?
Wow.
And that's happening right now today. All right? And so it's worth it to pray for Israel. It's worth it to be burdened for them. And so I'll say something else about this water. I told this many years ago. But anyway, in the Israeli army, they have a practice called overdrink. All right? Before you go into combat, you drink more water than you want. You just load up. Because when you get into battle, you get dry. You just go dehydrate, all right? And so the Israeli army has made it one of their essential aspects to make sure that the troops always have water. Okay, they make sure that they have water. Food you can do without for a few days, but water after a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Try it here in Texas during the summer. Okay, so if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
Amen.
Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Now that was a big deal to those people in, when the Lord spoke that in Israel, because water is a preoccupation. And the Israeli water plan, if you ever want to look it up, is amazing. So, Lord Jesus, make us drinkers. Just like your people in Israel.
Amen.
And we would flow out water to anyone.
Amen.
Amen. The Spirit gives life.
Amen.
I enjoyed from day 5 that the Lord Jesus came as a sower to sow himself as the seed of life into the human race. So let's allow the Lord to grow in us.
Amen.
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 Go ahead, bro. Y'all are either going to appreciate this and be encouraged by it, or you're going to take me outside and crucify me. And that's okay. You know, I was really touched individually, but also corporately, right? Regarding measuring. Because the measuring or the flow of water, it comes out of the house.
Amen.
Okay? It doesn't come out of only me. Right? So the house needs to be measured, if you will. Right?
Yeah.
And so, ultimately, Alma, the house is Jesus. The river flowing is Jesus. Everything's Jesus. Eventually, the Lord Jesus Christ, the embodiment of God is within this person. So everything is the Lord. But what I was touched with this week specifically, so I'm going to read you a couple of verses, and this is where you're going to take me outside and crucify me. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. These men who have upset the world, this is in Acts 17, right?
Yeah.
The brothers were just going, you know, Paul. They were just going through all of the world. Upsetting the world. Back to the Old Testament. This is in Joshua 5. And his sword was drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? Right. Who are you for? Jesus, who are you for? I may be silly, forgive me. And he said, y'all remember what he said?
Yes.
What's the word he said? Neither. But as the captain of Jehovah's army have I now come. Saints, the measuring in our being. I'm sorry. You know, I get drawn into a lot of conversations, and nowadays especially. Who are you for? Are you for us? Are you for our adversaries? Neither. I'm for neither. So before the Lord, I would just say, forgive me if I have upset you. If I have upset you,
crucify.
It's not up to me. We're here to be measured as the house of God.
Amen.
We come together and do not give one another marvelous, magnificent life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe y'all understand.
Amen.
Amen.
This is our charge before the Lord.
Amen.
I want to go there, but what spirit sent me in a different direction, I'm glad you expounded on it.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I just wanted to add one more thing. I really received the bear for this week. So there is a flowing from the rise out of the throne of God and all into us and all through this land. So, and I realize this flow has a direction towards the glory of
church
God.
Glory. Amen.
That really reminded me that this direction should always guide our life.
Amen.
So I would like to be for the glory of God.
Amen.
That, therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all things to the glory of God.
Amen.
So this word really reminded me that I strongly feel that we need more prayer. We need the prayer towards the glory of God.
Amen.
I was really touched. My brother mentioned that we need to have the word for the people in Israel. I feel this word also comes from the Lord that gives this to brothers. So similarly, for all of us, we need to enter into our spirit to receive this kind of soul burden.
Amen.
To pray for more life from this flow.
Amen.
So when we see this flow, we need to say this flow should produce more sower, more planter,
begatter,
feeder. Eventually, we all become the builder.
Amen.
So we need to pray for the house of God. We need to pray this flow, continue to flow towards the glory of God.
Amen.
When we pray in this way, we are pretty sure we are in this flow. Eventually, we become the glory of God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are in such a flow.
Amen.
As I enjoy the portion of this week, I got more treasure, like those brothers and sisters, those around me, and also I got a more appreciation of the ministry. Like, what an interpretation word we have. Mm-hmm. So especially Ezekiel chapter 47.
Yeah.
Without interpretation, how can we understand, how can we experience? The Ezekiel is a book of recovery. So recovery of the building of the house, house of God is started here is chapter 40, and by the end of this building is chapter 46, and then we come to chapter 47. This flowing, this water in chapter 47 is flowing out of the builded house. This is my first impression. We need a building up. Our like a gathering together.
Amen.
That's why it's full of meaning. Like, we just get together, face to face, praying together for coordination, whatever. I mean, that's full of meaning.
Amen.
Because we are being built up together in our spirit.
Amen.
So anyway, that's our Christian life. Christian life is a flowing life.
Amen.
How can we continue? We are just practicing such a gathering life. But this is out of the house and for the house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, such a word.
Amen.
And also the water flows out from the under the threshold. This point is quite impressive. Threshold means the opening. Last Friday our home meeting, one of the new ones asked. I think brothers tried to get into the Laodicea church. There's some word. We need three things: the gold, white garment, and eye shelf, in Revelation chapter 3, right? But the brother, I think, asked us, how can you, what is the price?
Yeah.
Then one of brother is open his heart based upon his experience. Brother, that's opening your being to the Lord, opening to the saint.
Amen.
That's, we need such a recover, such a threshold. From the builded house.
Yes.
Amen.
How much we can open our spiritual status to others?
Mm.
How much we are opening our being, our like a situation to other saints, to make known. So I think such a life, such a word is not doctrine. It's very practical. You know, like the brothers got a burden for group together of the saint.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, at the beginning, we need blending together. For blending, we need We need such a threshold.
Amen.
Such a threshold of the building of the house.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then one of the brothers mentioned that this river of God flows in the direction of God's glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are in the a glory of the house of God. But this is not for ourselves. This flowing is not ourselves, for the God's glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, such a word. And then another point that I really like to emphasize, the flowing is by the side of the altar, showing that we need a dealing of the cross and a full consecration to enjoy the flow of life. So as we are getting to the blending with the other saint in our group, for sure we need a path through the cross. Yeah. We all can testify.
Yeah.
Then when we experience such a cross, the Lord gain our more full consecration.
Amen.
To enjoy such a flow of life.
Amen.
That's our experience, right? And then the cross means limitation. So here, the more we are measured by the Lord, the more we are restricted and limited by the flowing of the grace of life. In one sense, we lose all freedom, but in another sense, we are really free.
Amen.
So in our grouping, we realize, one time for the coordination of the our Friday home meeting that we three or four brothers coordinate, but one brother out of Austin, and the other brother also, because I couldn't join that Friday home meeting, so I opened my situation. But that brother also tried to set up his own schedule out of town. So I just told the brother, American guys took too much freedom to choose their meeting. So I just opened my heart, and then after I hang up the phone, the Lord, spoke to me. It's not the opening my heart. It's the word American brothers. American brothers, too much freedom.
The Chinese and Korean are the same. We are not in Christ.
Yes, that's why the Lord spoke to me to convict me. So, and I just text message to the brother. Sorry, brother, I just used such a so too much. I think I feel I beyond anyway. That's a brother response. He kind of chose to be limited. I'm gonna join that meeting. So everything is need to cross out together, need to take up cross, and then then we can have we have a more flow of life.
Yeah.
That's our experience about grouping.
Amen.
So we are in the church life. So how much we appreciate for the saint, all the brothers and saint, we are really, what a privilege we have such a church life.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then we need such a way, we need such a measure by the Lord as a man of bronze.
Right, right.
This man is a Christ. He's only qualified because bronze signify Christ being tested by God's judgment. As you know, we have Numbers 21 say Christ is a bronze serpent and setting up on the pole. Everyone who is beaten, when he see it, shall live. So having passed through God's judgment, Christ is fully qualified to measure us regarding how much we belong to God's building.
Amen.
So anyway, such a one we need such a one. We need to see. We need to meet such a one, man of bronze.
Amen.
Not just one who is on the throne.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, such a word.
Amen.
And then, but still we have free, a lot of free, because we have a swamp area and a marshal area. So we just open such a path to the Lord. Such a bronze one to measure us and to heal our swamp and our marshals. So such a living, we become a sower, planter, waters, begetter, feeders, and builders.
Amen.
All these ones are the matter of life.
Yeah.
And very organic and very mysterious. One thing I tell a fellowship recently, living the kingdom life by the living in the hidden life. So these organic things is quite like hidden. We don't know what's going on inside. But the such a operation, such a hidden life, we can be prepared. We can be a sower, planter, waters, begetters, feeders, finally, and builders.
Amen.
Building with other saints.
Amen.
So we can learn from the Lord Jesus. This is quite impressive for that fellowship. We need such a hidden life.
Amen.
Setting up like a prayer life, like our Lord Jesus, to be with the Father, and on the mountains, and in prayer.
Amen.
We need to learn from our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Dear Saint, we need such a life.
That's right.
To have such a flow, we need willingness to be measured by such a man of bronze.
Amen.
Only he's qualified.
Amen.
We are not qualified to judge others. Praise the Lord, such a church life we have.
Amen.
What are dear brothers and sisters around us?
Amen.
We can build up together.
Amen.
By such a way.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is a Christian life.
Amen.
Okay, so we have quick announcements. Do we have any visitors who would like to introduce themselves? Anybody in this section would like to introduce themselves?
Some of you know I grew up in Austin and then went to college in Chicago. So this is Mary, and she hosted our home meeting at the University of Chicago.
Now I don't have anything to share. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I've been in the church in Chicago for a long time. I was here for a wedding this weekend, and then Corey's the only person I know in the church in Austin, so he got stuck with me. But anyway, praise the Lord. I'm so thrilled to be meeting with you. I've been in the church in Chicago for almost 50 years.
Oh,
don't do the math. And recently my husband passed away, and so I kind of retired. And now, instead of being in this gigantic, big, active church life, I'm in two little tiny churches. I'm in the church in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and then I'm in the church in Boca Raton, because I'm between the two places. And the thing that impressed me the most is when you are in a smaller locality, you have to have something to share, because you just can't kind of fade into the background. You have to exercise your spirit, because and you can't just share old stuff. You can't just take some like old manna. The thing about manna is that you have to change it every day. If you have some manna stowed away, it stinks, and you stand up and share some old manna, and everybody knows right away it's old manna. You have to be prepared to have something fresh and living when you're in a smaller locality. And it's caused me, this change in my life has caused me to exercise a little bit more.
Amen.
And I've been really blessed. It's been a really
amen.
Good run. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for blooding with us.
I'm Jacob from Warsaw, Poland. I moved 3 weeks ago. I was meeting on the campus, and I'm living in the brother's house, and I will be here till March, so 6 months.
Okay, Jacob, good to have you.
Amen.
Anybody else in this part of the... Okay, how about this side over here? Anybody want to introduce themselves?
Hi,
No? We're good? Okay, if you're here for the first time, welcome. Or if you're just visiting in a while, good to see you. Next week, we're going to be in week 6. That's the last week in this book of the Christian life. Just to give you an idea of what it's about, it's the triune God in Christ being life to us.
Amen.
By shining in our hearts.
Amen.
So that's going to be for next week. Quickly, the announcements. Let's see here. Important items. Tonight, there will be a corporate table meeting for all the districts to come together, 5:30. So please come and enjoy taking of the Lord's Supper together. And then there's just those of you who go to the Manifold's house for prayer meeting, there will not be the prayer meeting this week in their home. There's, let's see, the winter semi-annual training, the sign-up has already begun. So if you want to register for that training, the link is found in the announcements. There's going to be an international Thanksgiving blending conference in Atlanta. I think most of you already know that. So if you plan to attend, please sign up at the following link. So if you're planning on going to that conference, make sure you sign up. And then there's the latest Olympic Games gospel trip reports. You could also find those there in the announcements. As far as upcoming events that need to be mentioned, there's a Young People's Conference. And that's going to be in different locations throughout Texas. We've already spoken to the young people pretty extensively about that. But if you haven't heard anything about it, you need more information, you can contact me. There's also a link there to sign up. Austin young people are mainly going to Laredo and to Odessa.
Amen.
There's also a fall conference for the college students. And that's going to be November 1 through 3. It's the following weekend from the Young People's Conference. There's a college conference. And it's going to be held here in Austin that same weekend. It doesn't have any registration information there. It's more like save the date. More information will be forthcoming for the college students. And I believe that's all the other ones are the Thanksgiving conference and the semi-annual conference that I mentioned. That's all the announcements as far as the important events. The children, it says that the toddlers can be picked up at 102. The K through 3rd can be picked up at 106, and the 4th through 6th graders are in the playground.
All right.
So there's no more announcements. We are...
Are the books in the book room for the next...
I didn't see anything in the announcements about the next week's ministry. I don't know if anybody knows that. Is there?
It'll be in next week.
Okay. Okay, we're dismissed. Somebody mentioned that you'd be willing to serve a brother. Okay, and so I ran a list of names for the brothers to make sure they all felt good about it. And they gave us the green light. So basically, we need, there is some need for the central district, but there's also some need for the and the way we're handling the central district is more of a rotation. The way we're handling the evening table meeting from every hour is more of a pool of ushers, send out a text, if you're available, please let us know, type thing. So I just wanted to touch base with you, see if you want to be involved in both of them, or one or the other. Shirt, tie, shave, that's basically the requirement. So what we're probably going to do, because right now we have a schedule, but it's not working out so well, because the reason we need to add more ushers is that we each have a table meeting all together, two is not enough. So probably we'll have some kind of schedule where there's two designated ushers, and then there's two like that are sitting in the, the regular seating, and then can get up and help distribute the elements. So let me, there's another brother I need to tell you, Dr. Titus. Let me go ahead and add you to the central district ushering group, and then we'll go from there as far as coordinating to see how we can develop the schedule. We'll probably have like a group meeting or something like that, and we'll fellowship a little bit. We're kind of running on, just like on a thread, you know, just kind of pulling strings together. Anyway, so we need to revamp the whole thing, basically. Yeah. Probably it'll be more like a, well, it'll probably be like you're on the schedule once a month for the regular ushering, or maybe once every, you know, 6 weeks, and then you might be on the schedule once also for kind of just being ready to help serve the elements. That's probably what the way it'll look. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So ushering is different from elements.
Well, it used to be that we had four ushers, and all four ushers would be completely out here, and they would just, you know, take care of the elements and usher the meeting. But since COVID and everything, we kind of went to just having two ushers here. But then they changed the way we serve the elements. We used to have that tray with the wine cups, and we could do that with two ushers. But now that we've gone to actually pouring the wine into the pitchers and then distributing the pitchers, it gets more complicated. I had nothing to do with that coordination. It was basically told to us by the leading brothers, we're doing this now. And so it's like, okay, well, we need to revamp the way we're doing ushering now.
Okay, sorry. I thought ushering was the elements. We're not talking about the elements now, right?
Both.
Oh, okay.
It's both.
Okay, it's both.
So the ushers are responsible for distributing the elements.
Okay.
But we're also responsible for taking care of the meetings in ushering.
Okay.
So it's like...
So it's the same role.
Yeah, it's the same role. It's just that two will be in the front, right, the doorways, okay. And then two of the ushers can probably still sit in the meeting, but just be ready to help with the elements. And then once that's done, they can sit back down.
Okay.
Yeah. Still the responsibilities of the ushers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I know it's a little complicated, but it's not that bad.
Okay.
I'll add you to the group, so you might see a group me ad. Are you a group me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we may need to go through a different platform because I think a lot of people don't check their group me's.
Yeah, I have a lot of apps right now. So like,
what do you mostly use for like group texts?
I would say WhatsApp probably more than other ones just because I don't really care what platform, it's more people I know than WhatsApp.
Yeah. I think that's generally the case. More groups are moving towards WhatsApp and group, so
yeah.
We may have to move it as well.
Yeah, either way is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just have too many apps, so I don't get through paying up.
Right. I know. And I think, yeah, I think that you're not alone in that respect.
Okay.
So. Okay. And this week I'll go back over there.
Okay. Sure. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, so I'm going to be out of town this coming weekend. You need to get it done sooner rather than later. You might want to call Tyler. Because he's going to be a lot more involved in the next couple weeks. I'm going to be out of town the following week as well. I'm out of town next weekend here, and then the UNF conference. So I'm just going to be kind of not as plugged in with the interview. But we could definitely put out a request. If you have a definite date, that'd be best.
Yeah. I would think to be
good. Yeah.
Okay,
and then I can call Tyler and say,
okay, did you go to Puerto Rico?
I did, yeah.
I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Maybe a 54 to 50. You went, and the night before, people decided.
对，他会教你，他不就是我们会用的是R&D的，然后那个Excel，对，因为它其实更多的是marketing最主要的，就我配的会这样，它是可以用的，然后你想，比如说。